Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? March has never changed anything.
All right, we're here for, we haven't done Sundays in a while. So we're here on a special edition of It's My House. Man, we haven't done one in about a good month. Maybe a month and a half. But anyway, today's podcast is titled Solar Acres and Three. Solar Acres and 3 acres. Solar Acres and Three Smartphones. Solar Acres and Three Smartphones. It should be Three Smartphones and Solar Acres. Anyway, live stream number 619-768-2945 is the live stream number. We basically got this announcement today, which we're going to carry it out all through the week until we get it complete. We were up in Illinois in April, mid-April, and we were looking to purchase a plot of land a little bit under an acre, maybe about 3/4 of an acre. Had the money in escrow contract signed, but it was a problem with the title, so it fell out of escrow. Well, now we've got a better opportunity where we shall be purchasing 5 acres of land. 5 acres of land. And first phase that we're calling Solar Acres. And we're going to be practicing cooperative economics to purchase this. So, and some of you will have an opportunity to get involved with this. You only can take in, well, not take in, but we can only, we only need this probably a handful of people with this. So, like I say, we'll be purchasing 5 acres of land. One of the things that we'll be doing on it is conducting classes on home building, house building, particularly off-grid, energy efficient, solar homes, essentially. Homes where you don't have a utility bill, no electric bill, no water bill. You have probably a small heating bill, but that it's not coming in from. You're not going to get anything in the mail from that. You're just going to have to re-up on that on the renewable source during the wintertime. But essentially, these off-grid homes that we'll be showing you how to put together, along with a business incubator. Might be two types of business incubators for this. But in any event, 5 acres. So today, I just wanted to get it out there. Anybody who is interested in getting more information, because a lot of this information that we're going to be gathering, putting out there, because we're going to be doing show and tells in person within a week from now. On a regular weekly basis. So you can actually see the location, what we're doing there, and then even if you're far away, how you can take part in it. Give me a text at 202-280-5153. That's 202-280-5153. And just put in the text, Solar Acres. Just put in the text, Solar Acres. Now I know that you want more information on Solar Acres, S-O-L-A-R, Acres. 202, just text, don't call, text. 202-280-5153. And just put in the in your text, just the two words, Solar Acres. S-O-L-A-R, Acres. That's it. And I'll get back to you. Okay. Now, on our Facebook page, which is eCommerceville, if you go to our Facebook page, which is eCommerceville, an e-commerce social network that's spelled, it's just one word, eCommerceville. That's the name. And that's E, the letter E, then commerce, then ville. But it's all one word. Put it all together. E-commerceville, V-I-L-L-E. All one word. It's a name. E-commerceville. Go to our Facebook page. And on that page at the top, you will see, I think it's in one link. Because we're purchasing 5 acres, so on one of those, it's sort of like a drawing or picture, you'll see what an acre looks like. An acre is about the size of a football field. If you can visualize a football field, not the stadium, but just the football field, okay, that's the size of an acre. All right. Now, the other pictures that you see on our Facebook page, eCommerceville, those are aerial pictures that will give you an idea of how big 5 acres is. All those photographs are 5-acre plots of land. And then I think the last picture that I have on there, they have a picture of the University of Michigan's football stadium. Now, if you look at that picture closely, once again, the University of Michigan's football stadium, in the middle of the stadium, you have the football field. That football field, where the lines are, represents about the size of an acre. But then you see the red lines around there, too. So you put all that together, that's about 5 acres. But that's the football field and surrounded by the football stadium. But then the other pictures on our Facebook page, eCommerceville, I think there's about three or four pictures, aerial views of plots of land that are 5 acres. That's 5 football fields. That's what we're in the process of acquiring. And we'll have, we can only take a limited amount of people for it. And some of that information we're going to have to give you offline. But we'll be announcing this every day until we close on it. Every day. So we're going to be practicing cooperative economics on that. Let's go to our phone lines real quickly here. 773, your mic is open.
Yes, sir, Mr. L.A. That'll give us a start. That'll give us a real nice start. And anybody that wants to purchase a part of that land, they can come on and get with us and do the same thing that we're doing. So will you give out the cost? Can you give out the cost of what it's going to cost each individual to have a quarter of an acre?
The one cost that we've agreed on so far is a quarter acre. If you would like to join in with us, we can only, 5 acres is big, but it's only so big. So we've got 2 of those 5 acres set aside to people that want to join in with us. And for a quarter of an acre, which is a quarter of a football field, that's a lot of land, $2,500, that's the price. For a quarter acre plot. And right now we've got probably about 8 of those available. We might be opening up a handful more, but right now 8 available for $2,500. And we have 3 down payment options for people if you don't have $2,500 all at once to give. And I'm a roll that over to tomorrow. But the price for a quarter acre is $2,500. Anything else you want to add to that, Pleasant?
No, I think that's a decent price that they can share with us if they like, to where they can have some land, to where they can do several things under the benefit of the land is that you can raise anything you want on it. So that you can make as much money as you like. Because
right.
we need some company. And we'll make that, hopefully we'll get enough people involved to make that a community. And if you have, if anybody have an idea of what kind of community they want, what we've came up with was a solar energy community where you don't have to have, you don't have to pay utility bills anymore. Once you
right.
build, whatever it is that you build on the land, it's yours, and you can get from underneath paying utility bills. So you have whatever else it is that you want to put on the land. It's yours. We thought this would be one of the better opportunities for all of us to start to building communities and start to building cities and having some say-so in the political system which we live, which in the last 3 years, we haven't had any say-so in anything that we do. Pretty much we've been blocked out of having a say-so in the political system. So this is an opportunity to get back into the political system so that you can control your tax base. Many opportunities lies within getting back and having a vested interest in the system, which we do not have as of yet. So this is an opportunity for us to unify and have an opportunity to have a say-so in where we live and the money we make and the money we spend and the tax we pay. And on top of that, we can start building some institutions to educate our people on what we intend to do with some of the land that we are acquiring is to build schools that has never been taught. We will bring that on to the broadcast at a later date to let you know what we are expecting to build. And we want everybody to be a part of that as well. We got a
right.
lot of things.
We can only
that we,
take so many people. Like I say, we now, right now we've got about 8 slots, and then we got to take you offline for another conference call on that, and then the paperwork and all that. And then starting this coming weekend, or today's Sunday, but next weekend, we'll be doing show and tell tours. Show and tell tours of the actual location. Now you're going to have to be up in Chicago. Illinois, because this is where we're buying this 5 acres. We're buying it in Illinois, about an hour outside of 45 minutes to an hour outside of Chicago, depending on the traffic. But I think it's about 66 miles outside of Chicago. Near the, not too far from the Indiana line, state line even. So I was up that way back in April. So we'll be doing show and tells on a weekly basis. And, if I flew up from Florida, I didn't fly up just for my health. So, but there are plenty of people that live up in that neck of the woods, too. Okay. So we're doing 5 acres. 2 of those acres, you can probably get in on, but there's only 8 people that can get in on the 8. Because out of those 2 acres, we're setting aside, giving a person, not giving, but if they, going through our process, they get a quarter of an acre. That's quite a bit of land, quarter acre. And then, like I say, if you go to our Facebook page, eCommerceville, the first picture I have is an acre, and we're doing 5. An acre is about the size of a football field. That's large. All right, now, we're buying 5. All right, now, going back, and then the other pictures are aerial views of 5 acres of land. So this is a nice little piece of dirt here. But if you go back to that first picture of, or just imagine a football field okay, we have 8 lots available. Like, just imagine a football field sliced into 4 sections, so a quarter of an acre. All right, quarter of an acre, that's a pretty nice size. You can, well, I'm on about a little bit over a quarter acre where I'm at right now, so you can put, we just got one house here, but if I, there's enough space in a larger city, like a place like Miami or Orlando, on a quarter acre, you can probably put about 4 or 5 houses, regular size houses. You know, and I'm talking about, the house I'm in right now is a little bit over 1,700 square feet. So you can put about 3 of them on here and still have infrastructure to drive and all that. In a place like New York or Chicago where there's more density, they put more than a quarter of an acre. But let's see. Some places, people have 18 to 20 houses on about an acre. So in any event, that's what those pictures are on eCommerceville. And then anybody who's interested, don't call me. Text me at 202-280-5153. And just put solar acres. That's this phase of the project. Now, and then tomorrow we'll be announcing every day if you want to go on a tour, all right, then the person to get in touch with will be Pleasant Stephens, and he'll be the go-to person on that. So if you know, you want to actually meet at a location, and then we get you to the actual location where you can see it in person, get out the car, truck, or van, or whatever, and walk around and explore. Pleasant Stephens, that's his department for this. Pleasant, any other ideas we'll be doing with this 5 acres? Because basically, we're taking our online community and moving it offline as well.
Well, I just think the opportunity is one of the greatest opportunities been presented to us as a people in the last 50 years, because we haven't built anything, and everybody you talk to talk about what we have not done, and here's an opportunity to cut the throat on that, and people can actually see what we are doing, because whatever it is that you have in mind, you can put a factory upon it. You can put an assembly plant upon it. Whatever it is that you want to do to make use of money and have a legacy left for your children, you can do it where we're going to be buying the land and sharing the land with whomever want to be a part of what we're doing.
Right. And one of the things that we'll be doing is we'll be manufacturing and making our own solar home kit. So that's one of the projects that we shall be making. We're not shipping off to China or anything like that. That's one of the things that we shall be making right on this plot of land. And people listening to the sound of our voices, you can get involved with that too. We're not waiting on the government to give us 40 acres and a mule. We're not waiting on reparations. This is our way of getting our own reparations by buying our own, starting off with our own 5, collectively on a group economics thing, starting off with 5 acres. So for people that don't want to be waiting around for that reparations check, this is something that you can do now and have control of now. And like I said, we'll be making more than one thing, but this our kickoff project is we'll be making solar home kits and then teaching classes on how to put those together, because we're setting up a school too. So any name some other things we got coming on there. Because you got Al Zora, she does some.
Yeah, Al Zora started. She moved from New Jersey, to Chicago so she can set up her sewing factory, and because she's ready to go. And that's where the sewing, one of the sewing factories is going to be located. So that's one person that's taking and getting a quarter of an acre.
Right.
And putting up a sewing factory.
Yeah, you can use that quarter acre. Well, like I said, a lot of things we're going to get to offline. We can announce some things on, you know, this blog public forum. But then for the serious people, protect the integrity of the project, we're going to have those discussions offline. And then typically, now we know the blogs are free. You know, we've got just It's My House alone has got over 1,300 blogs on Blog Talk Radio alone. And we don't charge, as anybody on Blog Talk, we don't charge a penny for those. Pleasant's got over, Strictly Business, his blog has got over well over 100. All those are free that you can listen to. But this ain't free. You're going to have to invest something in yourself, and then we'll announce information on that. As well as we got a scholarship program lined up for people as well to help people out. So you'll see, in our offline conference calls, we'll discuss that. And then, every week, starting this coming weekend, next weekend, Pleasant Steffens will be organizing tours, show and tell tours, so you can actually see what we are building and if you want to be a part of it. And really, your questions are best asked if you go to that location with Pleasant and check it out. A lot of your questions that you might ask over the phone will be answered in person. Pleasant?
Yeah.
We got 2 minutes left on this.
Seeing is believing. So you'll be able to see the land where you're kicking up the dirt, and then you'll be able to pick up the dirt, and it'll be yours. So
yep.
we are doing a show and tell on next Saturday. So if you want to go out and look at
And basically where this land is one of the locations of the Underground Railroad. It was one of the locations of the Underground Railroad. So it's got some historic value to it as well. So, like I say, we got right now 8 slots available. We can't take a whole lot of people. 8 slots, that's 2 out of the 5 acres that right now that has been set aside. And for $2,500, you get a quarter acre of land. And if you don't have the $2,500, we have 3 down payment systems for you. $500 down, $250 down, and the lowest one is $150 down. Each one of those comes with a monthly payment until you complete your $2,500 purchase price. But like I said, we'll be announcing more of this every day until we close on this 5 acres. Pleasant, any closing words for tonight?
Well, they can. If you want some more information, you can also tune in with us tomorrow evening at. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30, and you will hear some more information. Yeah.
Okay. You're getting it twice a day, in the mornings on It's My House, and the evenings on Strictly Business. So, Pleasant, you can meet him in person if you haven't already. He'll be doing show and tell tours of the site. starting next weekend. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the evening.